That's backseat driving.
Yeah, we heard that.
Take my meds and lay down, Wayne.
Welcome. I'm the youth pastor here at Central Congregational Church, Pastor Glenn. We're glad you're here to worship with us today. Let us call ourselves to worship. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all those who are bowed down. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him. Lord, we pray that you be present with us in a powerful way as we worship you this morning. Amen. As we worship today, we ask you, Creator God, put a new song in our mouths, put a new joy in our hearts, a new confidence in our wills, a new truth in our minds, and put a new task in our hands according to your will for us. This we pray in the powerful name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now I know we have one announcement for today. It relates to the family feast. It's returning Friday, July 31st, featuring homemade chicken pot pie, a roll, homemade chocolate chip cookie, all for $8. Social distancing and mask wearing guidelines will be in place for all staff. New instructions for pickup, park in the vestry parking lot and remain in your car. Then call or text Haley when you've arrived. Her number will be provided to you when you order through the church office by phone or by email. And you must pre-order on or before Tuesday, July 28th by noon. Did we have any other announcements to share? Okay, Dave.
Okay, thank you, Reverend Glenn. The first hymn that we're going to sing is The Gift of Love. And once again, the words were sent out in an email along with the invitation for this service. So you can find them there. Or Ashley has also posted them in the chat area. If you scroll down to the bottom of your screen, you'll find a chat area. And she just posted those in there. So you can read them off that too if you drop down that screen. So three verses. We're going to sing The Gift of Love.
We have a mission moment today. I think it was Martha was going to give that today. Is she here?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Good morning. As you know, our summer mission is always food. There are two boxes in the CE building. When you walk up the stairs, you'll see a cardboard box to the left and a blue plastic to the right. The building is now open till 6 every day because the daycare is back in operation. So the cardboard box is for Kids Cafe. The other one is for Lenore's. Lenore's gets delivered, and Pam Torello picks up the Kids Cafe items. If you bring something that's perishable for the Kids Cafe, please put it in the refrigerator and mark it, and let Kathy Trowbridge know so she can call Pam and tell her that there's something that in the refrigerator for her. The lists are very specific. If you do not have them, please call the church office and they will send them to you. Thanks.
Thank you, Martha. So I have a list of concerns and a few that came from Reverend Carroll this week that I'll add to that list. But do we have any celebrations today? I gave you homework last week. Nobody did it.
On turn two this week, Stephen Tile.
What happened?
My grandson, Stephen, turned two this week.
Oh. And who was speaking?
It's Pam Morse. Pam Morse.
Well, that's a good celebration.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Well, we're celebrating Sherilyn and Charlie now own their own home. We started that moving process yesterday.
Awesome. That's great.
The Y opened up, so Bob is back to work now.
Oh, good.
And this is great, this does.
Seems like a lot of people are going back to work. That's good. My daughters both got jobs too, so that was nice. All right, so we had a couple concerns come up this week. One was Steve T. That's Pam's son-in-law, had a work accident. Wayne is recovering from his knee replacement. He's actually with us this morning. We can't see him, but I know he's there. I think he's doing pretty well, but he will have some recuperating to do. We have a long list of concerns. Aaron, Eric, and Cora. I know Cora's home now, so that's a blessing. We can share that. And then we have Lee, Cher, Chad, Nikolai, Tyler, Jen, Doris, Wade, Steve, Lee, Ed, and Janet, Ken, Brigida, Marie, Carol D, Matt T, and his team. Those in nursing homes and assisted living, Bud, Jackie, and Carol. And I think that was our list of concerns. Tried not to use the last names, but I think everybody knows pretty much who they are. So let's pray together. God, we do thank you for every good gift that you give us, and we thank you for the blessings that we have and those things that we can count as celebrations this week. For Pam's grandson who turned two, for Sherilyn and Charlie who now can enjoy their new home. I pray that it will be easy to set up and prepare things for them. Thank you that the Y is open and Bob can go back to work, as well as my daughters now having jobs so they can pay for school. Thank you for that and for all the people who have been able to go back to work. I also pray that you'd protect the people who are working in hospitals and things from the COVID. virus that still is with us. I just pray also for our government leaders as they address that issue and many others that we have pressing on us in these days. I pray that you would give them wisdom. I also pray for those who serve in the military. I pray that you would protect them, bring their families a sense of peace and protection as well, and provide for their needs. I pray also for those who don't have the aptitude to do what we're doing in terms of being on Zoom. I know a lot of people are hesitant to try that. So I just pray that you would be with each one of them in a powerful way, that they would feel your presence, and maybe people could reach out to them as well during the week. We do thank you for our time together. Even though we're separated to some degree, we know that we're all united through your Spirit. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verses 1 to 4, 13 to 16, and 23 to 24. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. As I shared last week, this is one of my favorite texts, one of my favorite psalms. I try to follow along with what Reverend Carroll was doing and preaching from the psalms, and sometimes we don't spend a lot of time there, but I think there's a lot of value in it. Now, how do you feel when you read this text? To realize that somebody knows you so well. It says before the words are even in our mouth or on our lips, God knows what they'll be. He knows what our hearts are like. He knows those things that no one else knows. In some ways, I feel a little frightened by that, that he knows everything, even what you're thinking. But in other ways, I feel secure, and I feel as if someone's with me always, why should I worry? Well, there is a part of this text that it's very interesting, that it says that God searched us. And it's repeated at the end of the text where it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. And David, the writer of the text, he's asking God to show him parts of himself that are disconnected even from himself. Are there offensive ways that I cannot get a grip on, can't get a handle of, that I can't cope with myself, in order that you might help me with those. To bring to awareness those things, but also to help me deal with those things. Now, as I looked at this text, I don't know why, but the character of Zacchaeus in the New Testament came to me. And I hadn't read about Zacchaeus for a long, long time. It's a text that doesn't seem to come up in the normal pattern of the preaching schedule. But do you remember when you were a kid singing the song? There was a wee little man. A wee little man was he, Zacchaeus, and he went up in the sycamore tree. I don't know all the words. Dave probably knows the words. But it was an interesting story, and it was something of a comic story. So I don't know why it came to me. And so I figured that maybe God put it there. So I was going to share that with you as well, and I was going to read that for you. Well, Zacchaeus was a tax collector. And it says, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be a guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost. So as I read it, I realized that it wasn't that comic as I had thought it was. But there's a very interesting thing going on here, isn't there? So Zacchaeus, it says he's a short man, and there are crowds. And so I imagine Zacchaeus knows about Jesus, knows about his teaching, knows about his miracles, knows who he is to some degree. But he wants to have a bird's eye view. He wants to be able to see and hear Jesus. So he runs ahead of the crowd. And he scrambles up the tree. I don't know if I'd want to watch that, but can you imagine that? So he gets up in the tree, and I imagine he's hidden by leaves and also by his short stature. I imagine he kind of blends in with the tree. And what does Jesus do? Now Jesus is walking, and he's got crowds all around him. There's probably a significant amount of noise, a lot of distractions all around. And what does he do? Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house. Jesus knew he was up there. Even as in the Psalm text, God knows. God searches out. God knows the heart. God knows the intentions. God knows what Zacchaeus was up to. He knew that he had gone out of his way to try to see and hear Jesus. So what does Jesus do? He is going to give him a one-on-one meeting at his home. But it says, so it's immediate. Jesus says, immediately he asks Zacchaeus. And what happened to Zacchaeus? immediately his heart was changed. Because what do we read? He said, look, Lord, and he calls him Lord. Here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. As a tax collector, he would not be well liked. And part of the way that he gained his income was taking a portion of what he gathered. And some tax collectors took more than others. And it tells us that Zacchaeus was very wealthy, and he was the chief tax collector. So he may have got it from every direction, from the people who even worked for him. So his heart was changed to the point where he took half of what he had and gave it to the poor. And then even more than that, he would give back four times what he had taken from the people that he gained his taxes from. That's amazing, isn't it? To be changed that completely. And then for Jesus to say that he's a child of God, that he's a son of Abraham. I can only imagine what the crowd was thinking. This sinner is a child of Abraham? But God knew his heart. Jesus changed his heart. And it says salvation came in that instant. That's amazing, huh? Not only did Zacchaeus believe in Jesus, in the person of Jesus, of who he was, but he acted on it. David's writing in the psalm, he wanted to act on it as well. He knew there were parts of himself that needed to be worked on. And he knew that God saw the inmost parts of himself and even was there when those parts were created. That's awesome, isn't it? My title was Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. I think it should be Fearfully and Awesomely Made. Or awesomely, what did I say? Awesomely and wonderfully made. Because sometimes we think of that fear element and we kind of try to retreat from God because he knows us so well. But if we look at it as awesomely made, that he knows us so well and he put us all together. As I was doing the sermon, I was thinking of Cora. We've kind of been getting an update every week on how much she weighed and how she was developing. And I just thought, when you see a baby that small and everything is functional, they may come a little soon, but with a little care, they can grow. And now, beyond 6 pounds and healthy. I myself was a little one. I was 5 pounds, 12 ounces. My dad's like, what's this? Where's the rest of them? But it's totally functional. A little guy. It is amazing what God has done and amazing what he can do. How often do we pray that type of prayer that David prayed? Show me the things that are holding me back. Show me the things that I should know so I can fulfill your will for me. That's the type of prayer that I want to pray. I think that's the type of prayer that Zacchaeus prayed in advance of seeing Jesus. Like, let me be able to see Jesus. I want to see him face to face. I want to hear what he says. I want a second chance. I want to be able to be free of all these things that I've done. Can you imagine the guilt of cheating like all your neighbors, to be totally isolated and separated? have all the money in the world but still have nothing. So I think that's why the character of Zacchaeus came into my mind as I was preparing my sermon on the psalm. So I just want us in the next week, maybe there are things that we need to know about ourselves. Things that would help us to know in order us to move forward in faith. So I gave you the homework for celebration a week ago to write down those things. And maybe take some time and write down things that we want Jesus to get in the midst of our life. And take those things and change those things so we can do his will. Amen. May the joy of the Lord strengthen you, the peace of God sustain you, the power of the Spirit fill you so that being blessed in our time of worship, you may be a blessing this week and always. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That concludes our service for this morning. If you'd like to stay and kind of chat with each other, that'd be great.